Yo, what is up? This is Build Your Tribe 2.0, where I answer your questions about anything related to owning, operating, and growing your business. My name's Shalene Johnson, and you name it, I've done it in business, from selling knives door to door, to infomercials, to used car lots, to online businesses. I've either done it or I've coached somebody else to a level of success that you too can achieve. You just need to know the formula, to have a little persistence and some inside information. And so that's what we're going to do here. I'm going to answer your questions. No question too small, no question too big. If I can't answer it, I'll tell you where you can probably find the answer. You can ask your questions by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/AskShalene. So let's get to it, y'all.
This is Liz Illig. I already have an established business here in Phoenix. It's a storefront. Many of my clients have seen me grow the business. I am wondering if I can use the list for that business for my new business that I'm going to be creating, which is business coaching. So I wanted to see if I could use the 1,000 people for my first business and at least send them an introduction to my new business. My business that I have right now is grooming and pet sitting. So you can check us out at puffandfluffspa.com.
Liz, this is an awesome question. So I want to share with you the story of an amazing person I've had the opportunity to work with and coach. Her name is Erin Mullins Sanderson. You might not recognize that name, but I bet a lot of people know the name Fit Rocker Chick. That's Erin Mullins. So here's Erin's story. She was a touring singer in a rock band, and the band had a huge following of fans. Now, Erin is a brilliant businesswoman and an amazing singer, and like yourself, she's a business coach. Erin started to realize that, you know, living on the road and touring just wasn't ideal for her marriage or her lifestyle or her priorities, although she loves singing and still does. So she's like, how do I marry these two things? You know, like, I'm a singer. I mean, I'm the rock and roll chick. And yeah, I also love fitness. And what that meant was she had to figure out a way to stay healthy while she was on the road. I mean, as you can imagine, when you're constantly traveling and there's a lot of temptation to eat and drink things that are not that healthy for you and to just fall off your exercise plan, Erin really developed her own system to be able to stay healthy and maintain her lifestyle. But also realizing now what's my identity if I'm not like the rocker chick? And I'm a business coach, like, how do those two things tie together? So y'all, I need you to go visit her website because it's going to really help you to understand that you don't have to reinvent yourself. You just blend it all together. And when you go visit her website, you're going to be like, whoa, this is kind of interesting. Because you see a rock and roll chick who's also a great business coach, who's also really into fitness and health and nutrition, and it all works. Like, everything that you are works. If you're curious, you can go to fitrockerchick.com. I am so proud of you, Erin. If you're listening, whoo, you can tell you are an MIA graduate. You can just see how she's designed the site, and there's so many great free freemiums and opt-ins and tools and just really cool free stuff. And you totally get a sense of who she is. Nice job, Erin. Awesome website, awesome freemiums. You're doing a killer job. So go check it out, everybody, because I think that's a perfect example, the best way possible I can not just tell you, but kind of show you the answer to Liz's question. So when I hear a question like the question from you, Liz, like, you know, probably the average person is like, wait a second, dog grooming, business coach? Yeah, it all works. It all goes together. Whatever you've done in the past represents who you are today. And the people who you've attracted to you are still going to be attracted to you, most of them, as you move forward. That's what I call a lifer. Like, they grow up with you. So they're kind of like changing as you change. So let me go back to Erin for a second, because this is a very specific example. When she had this very popular band, right, they had fans, like rock and roll fans. And a lot of them, you know, because Erin was the lead singer, were, as you could imagine, fans of Erin. And when you're fans of someone, you're not just fans of their music. I mean, just think about anyone whose music you love. You probably love the way they dress. You've probably thought about buying their perfume. If they wrote a diet book, you would probably buy it. You just are a fan of them, and their voice is part of that. So Erin had this email list from fans of the band. And while I was working with her, she said, how does this work? Can I import them into my new business? Can I send them an email? And to answer your question, we all have to be very careful as it comes to email lists. The last thing any of us want to have happen is for our accounts to be marked as spam or to be reported. One of the best ways I think that you can and should handle this, Liz, is to simply send an email from your existing company, your grooming company, letting people know about your new opportunity and another way that most people could work with you. And in that email, here's what I suggest you do. Don't write it until you have something to offer them. In other words, I would send an email to every one of your existing customers saying, hey, I'm doing this really cool new thing. I've loved working with you. Perhaps much like me, you've got ideas to start your own successful business. So here's what I'm doing. I'm creating this new business opportunity where I'm coaching others on the techniques, systems, and success that I've had in creating this business. And Liz, I don't know from your message if you're creating a business where you're coaching them on any type of business or specifically dog grooming. But let's just say hypothetically, you're coaching people on just how to have a successful business. Well, then I would say exactly that to them. Whether it's dog grooming or whatever it is you desire to turn into a business, I would love to work with you. You know me, you've seen my success, and I would, you know, go ahead and hit a few brag points. It's okay. This is the right opportunity to let people know what you've done and why it would be of benefit for them to work with you. However, I think it's really critical in that introductory email that you give them something for opting into your new list. So you could, for example, say, I would love to help you explore that idea. Click here for my free report on how I built a website in 30 minutes, or click here on my 5 tips on how to come up with a business name, or click here to subscribe to my newsletter. In other words, instead of just automatically importing them into another email list, which you technically cannot or should not do, you're saying, this is what I'm doing. If this sounds like a cool thing to you, here's something I'd like to give you. You see, Liz, they know you and your success based on dog grooming, but they already like you and they already trust you. Now, what you want to give them is a little taste of what it's like to work with you as a business coach. And how did this turn out for Erin Mullins Sanderson? I can tell you this. She sent an email to her fans, the fans of the band, and just said, hey, this is me. This is who I am. I am never going to lose that rocker edge. But if you are interested in kind of, you know, staying with me and allowing me to help you in this journey to stay fit and healthy, I would love to help you. And in fact, here is my free report. And so what she did was she emailed an existing list as she had permission to email as the rock and roll chick and invited them to join her on this journey coaching people in health and fitness. And let me just tell you, extremely valuable. She was able to fast track the process of building an email list. So that's a really cool way to do that. Now, not all email providers, or what you'll hear me refer to as CRMs, have the ability to kind of tag where someone came in. In other words, depending upon what type of CRM and the level of service you have, right? Some people, all of the emails go into one big pile. We use a program called Infusionsoft. We actually use a couple of different email providers because, quite frankly, I'm not sure if any of them are perfect. And I will tell you, because I have to be honest with you, Infusionsoft, we refer to it in our office as Confusionsoft. Oh, that's just terrible to say, but they're awesome. It's just, it's complicated. And perhaps the reason why it's complicated is because there are so many incredibly cool things we can do with it. It's also not something I would recommend for someone who's brand new starting out in business. It's robust. It's got a lot of tools. It's not that easy to learn. But once you do, it's difficult to find another service provider that allows us to do as much as we're able to do with Infusionsoft. We can tell what email list they came in on. We can tag them. We can tell if they've opened an email, when the last time they reviewed something. that it just has an unlimited amount of ways for us to really figure out how we can best serve our customers and help them along their customer journey. So for example, if someone opts into a freemium for me, like let's say, for example, that they sign up for a free webinar on confidence. So we will have them tagged as people who are interested in confidence who signed up for a free webinar. And our system can keep track of the last time they opened up an email for us. And then we design what types of emails they should receive next. Because obviously someone who's just started by signing up for a webinar, and then let's say they never even attended the webinar. Well, that's not someone who ideally I should be necessarily inviting to do my Smart Success Academy. They're just not ready yet. So our next sequence, or sometimes you'll hear them referred to as funnels, the next sequence of emails might be simply to re-invite them to that same webinar, the one that they didn't have a chance to attend. Or perhaps we might invite them to do my 30-day challenge or 30daypush.com. And we really put a lot of thought into this because I want to get into that person's head. So someone who's thinking about confidence, yet they didn't even show up for the webinar, you know, it doesn't make sense to just automatically talk to them about building a business. They're not there yet. So we have a very specifically planned and diagrammed what I like to refer to as customer journey. And because I love working with people who are a lot like me, it's really easy for me to design a journey because it's me. I know where my head was at that stage. And so everything we do, we kind of put ourselves back in the shoes and in the mindset of where I was or where the typical lifer is at that particular stage. Do your research. Figure out where you are today. If you're starting from zero, I don't think you yet need an email or CRM provider that has all these bells and whistles because, you know, as I said, they're complicated, they're robust, yet powerful. And there will come a time and place where that type of investment will make sense for you. But at the moment, I think most people listening just need to start your email list. You can always build it. And I know your next question, well, if I build this huge email list on, say, MailChimp or iContact or Instant Customer or whatever one you decide to use, will I then lose that list of people? No. If it's related to the same business, most providers will allow you to export your current list into your new provider's platform. That was a super long answer, I know. However, I know you. And I know when I gave you part of that answer, you were like, well, but I have a few more questions. So I hope you don't mind that I took the liberty of answering a few more questions that I assumed you have. Just like Liz, whether you have a business that is a brick and mortar business or you're trying to build something online, doesn't matter what you're doing, everybody is on their phone. So we all need to adapt to how we can reach people from the internet, from their phones, and build our email list. In the meantime, I will be here for you 5 days a week. That's my goal. I can't make any promises, but it's my goal to deliver you 5 episodes a week. Pretty cool. These are the kind of questions and the types of answers that you need when you're building a business. This is how you get a leg up, y'all. I love you. I mean it, but I have to be brief, be bright, be fun, and be done. This episode has been sponsored by SmartSuccess.com. What is Smart Success? Well, it's an online academy. It's a school. It's a place for you to go to learn everything you need to know to redesign, to improve, to recreate any area of your life. We cover fitness, mental well-being, financial security, the relationship between you and your significant other, the relationship between you, your friends, and your family, your focus, your hobbies, your spirituality. All of these things factor into our overall happiness. And most of us just default to the thing that's easiest for us. And unfortunately, we neglect the areas that need the most effort. But it's not just about recognizing there's an area that needs our attention. It's knowing what to do and how to do it. It's the habits, the formulas, and the systems for success, but not by someone else's definition, but your definition. In Smart Success, we teach you how to create the blueprint. Not our blueprint, your blueprint. What that should look like, how to reverse engineer it, how to take the steps each and every day that don't overwhelm you, but move you in the direction of the life, this crazy, ridiculous, amazing, fun-filled life that you deserve. It's for everyone and anyone. It's for the housewife who feels unfulfilled. It's for the college student who doesn't know what they're going to do after they graduate. It's for the busy entrepreneur who believes they're supposed to be doing everything themselves. I believe that smart success is my purpose. It's my calling. And it is my way of helping others avoid the traps of the hustle. And I know because I was there. We had the house, the cars, the money, the bank accounts, the accolades. But what we didn't have is the life that we wanted. We were chasing success. We were doing all of the right things, yet we couldn't breathe. And so from our challenges, we developed a program, a system, a step-by-step how to redesign your own life. Even if your life is amazing, if there's something inside of you that's telling you it could be better, or it's not exactly what you had imagined, if there's this feeling that you can't breathe, or that there's a level of unhappiness you just don't want to admit to, I'm telling you, smart success is for you. And I invite you to take advantage of our free trainings and learn more for yourself by going to smartsuccess.com.